The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm the oldest brother around these parts, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middleest brother, Travis Vroom McElroy.
What's up? It's Griffin. Great fucking news, guys. Guess what, dudes?
What?
I got great news. Things are about to turn around. Things are going to turn around for three of us in a big major way.
Oh, I've been waiting for them to turn around.
I got my letter yesterday in the mail. I got picked for the next Squid Game.
Oh, Griffin!
I'm going to be in the next. I'm going to do the next Squid Game.
I will say, Griffin. I only know a little bit about the franchise. I didn't know that they communicated via the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I think that's how they do it in the sort of North American branch.
Oh, okay.
Because no one's really checking that shit anyway.
Oh. I just don't like when they adapt it, you know what I mean? The American Squid Game is going to be so weird comparatively.
Yeah, for sure. The games I will be a little bit more familiar with, probably, these deadly backyard games.
Right, like Deadly Cornhole and stuff like that.
Deadly Cornhole, I have heard they did that last Squid Game, so I doubt they're going to bring it back for another one. But it was like Cornhole, but the Cornhole board had a big landmine in it.
Oh, man.
And so if you hit it, it blew up the other team and they died.
Maybe regular lawn darts?
It's just called fast lawn darts. That was, again, that was last season. They got you with that. So probably no repeats there.
I'm going to be working this season, Griffin, as a den mom.
Oh. On Squid Game?
In the Squid Game this year. Like, I'm going to be, they'll probably put me in a different region, but.
What's that mean?
Basically, I'm the guy who, after the Squid Game, if you die, I get your stuff and I put it in a trash bag and toss it down a trash chute. And if you don't die, I give you a juice box and a banana flavored Little Debbie.
Oh, cool.
A banana flavored Little Debbie cake
Little Debbie is the only ones we got in stock. Yeah. They're so good. Yeah. It's like a moon pie, but worse.
Well,
yeah.
I'll see if I can work on that, Justin. I got hired to do craft services.
That's cool.
For the competition.
Sorry, I need to be very clear that I'm not.
No, for the competition.
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I guess they do feed them. You do got to feed them, I guess.
Yeah. Can I tell you? I'm freaking out, though, because I kind of committed to catering for like 600 people.
Yeah.
I told them I could do it, and they said, you have like a company and stuff. And I said, yeah, I don't.
See, that's funny you said that, because my letter said, bring your food from home. They said, bring a bag lunch. And I said, won't I be there for 6 days? And they were like, yeah, but
maybe
you're not going to be around for six. Let's be honest, man. You're not going to be able to hang.
Well, that's
just
why
the one bag lunch will get you there.
They do the first game, first thing on the first day. And then you end up with twice as many
lunches
as there are
that's
people.
Exactly right.
And then you keep halving it.
Then
to
it
go
filters
on.
Down. You're right, Trav. Yeah.
Griffin, you just have to hope that there will be an understanding amongst all the participants that you will be killed later at some point, and it is not an urgent thing that you need to be killed immediately.
Keep me around as a special little snack. You know what I mean?
Like something,
It's always nice to know when you're in a Squid Game scenario, and God knows the three of us have been there too many times. It's nice
I've never
to have,
been in a Squid
oh,
Game.
Oh, really?
This is my first Squid
okay.
Game. Yeah. Have you done a Squid Game?
Oh, a couple, yeah.
Shit, man. Wait, well, how come you don't have like a billion dollars?
I gave it away.
That's in Juan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave it to Juan.
Yeah.
My friend Juan. He has
amazing.
It.
It's in Juan's pocket.
It's in Juan's
Travis
pocket.
Travis gave it to Juan.
It was all in crypto. Which was the mistake I made.
You just gave your friend Juan a flash drive.
Yeah, but it's important that you pick somebody where you're like, I don't like them. Nobody does. And so when we get to the inevitable scenario where they're like, you have to kill somebody to move on to the next one, we've kept him around for that.
I'm not gonna, I don't want to do that. If the games are like, you got to kill someone, I'll be like, pass. Because they let you pass one game.
Oh!
If there's a game they say, like, today.
Man, I wish I'd known that, man.
That today they're like, today we're playing Foursquare, but instead of the ball, we're going to use a gun. And you bounce a gun on the ground. And then you have to use it and hurt someone. I would say pass.
Can I tell you the worst part about being on a Squid Game, Griffin, and you have this to dread, the waivers. Oh, my God. You got to sign so many waivers.
Yeah.
Waivers? Those little cookie things?
No, that's great. No. That's why they brought me in to do craft services, because I know the recipe for the waivers.
You know what, guys? Kidding aside, those little wafers, the where you gotta etch those out with a needle.
Yeah.
They're the same. They're seafoam candy, basically. Yeah.
Wait, do I have to make those?
Well, they're one of my favorite candies, and my problem is I'm such a little stinker.
Oh, for sure.
That I'd get in there and start trying to get out my umbrella or my diamond or whatever, and I'd think, you know, like I'd get hungry. I'd start with the scraps.
Yeah.
I'd break off parts and be like,
In the Squid Game they did for Netflix, where they filmed one of them.
Yeah,
that was
put it on Netflix.
Bold, no a bold choice.
No problems. They got exactly the right lesson from putting that on their network.
The guy, absolutely. Mr. Beast at least had a great takeaway from that series. The guy who solved it, the hero, licks the back of it to weaken the structure of it so he can carve it out. But I'm thinking, right, Buster. You wanted to lick some of that foam, I can tell.
So sorry, when you said the Squid Games they filmed for Netflix,
yes,
you meant
of the mini Squid Game they do.
Yeah,
the Squid Game, not the they Squid did. Games.
They recorded one of them a few years back, and they put it up on Netflix. Called it Squid Games.
Sorry, okay, have you guys been saying Squid Games? Because I thought you were saying like Disney's Kid Games, where you went and you competed. Yeah, I was doing like Wild and Crazy Kids.
Squid Games that they filmed was the one that they did with actual people for real stakes. That's what I thought you meant, because they actually did the Squid Games.
No, I'm
with
so
real
sorry.
People.
Yes, they did a weird knockoff where I guess the real world guys were like, and now we're doing Squid Game. And it's like, they're already doing Squid Game, dude. You don't need to also do Squid Game. They just recorded a Squid Game.
Yeah. Do you like your chances?
No. Absolutely not. Law of large numbers. There's like 500 of these fucking guys that I'm going up against. I do not like my chances. The only game I was ever good at the schoolyard was Foursquare. I don't mean to brag,
Pokemon.
That doesn't really count.
You don't
the only
think
thing
come
I
up?
Ever did was cookie crunching, and that's hard for me because I feel like my one skill is not going to be that good because I'll see that wafer and I'll think,
yeah, for sure.
Delicious. I don't think I'm, let's talk, I don't want to.
You don't want to. I don't want to do a Squid Game.
I'm second guessing the shirt. That's what
the shirt.
No, it's a great shirt.
I don't know, man. I feel like I look like Beetlejuice got a wish and became a real boy. I don't know.
No,
don't
know.
You look like Beetlejuice coming out of the jungle mists.
I don't think I didn't
like
get
Beetlejuice on Safari. They
I didn't
did
get Beetlejuice at all. I got like a cool character that everybody likes on White Lotus.
It felt like I was pushing myself too far. You
no,
know
man.
What I mean? Like,
no, Goggins would wear that. Now, I don't know the show, but Goggins would wear that.
But you know the feeling. I don't want to talk about the shirt specifically. I want to talk about the feeling of when you put on a garment where you know you're pushing it a little bit.
I've never felt
you know that
Justin.
You are lying about who you are, and you're hoping everyone else just kind of goes with it. It doesn't point out that.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
No.
Big Sean McElroy.
What's that feel like?
I think it's okay to step into that. We all wear masks.
Oh. Jim Carrey said
I have a Japanese style. I have a Japanese style like jacket that was advertised to me on Facebook. It's like a tasteful, elegant jacket that ties at the front.
Okay.
With a tasteful tie. And
are you just bragging or?
No, it's been hanging in my closet
sort
for
of a,
several
like
months.
Like a yukata for boys?
Perhaps every time that I take it down, I think perhaps this is the elegant occasion where I'm going to wear this garment.
I must protest. I must stand on business right now, Justin, and tell you I don't think so.
I disagree.
I know. Listen, Griffin, we are in, as you could tell from my lack of ever wearing it, 100%
full agreement. Yeah.
Full agreement. Yeah.
Well, Justin, I disagree with Griffin here. It's the first time it's ever happened. But I'm going to say, when you put on a garment, you must ask yourself, who is wearing who? Wow, and I think that if you put that elegant jacket on and you second guess yourself, that jacket's wearing you, my man. And that's not the case. You got to put that jacket on and make that jacket your own and know that
you're
wearing
it. And the other jackets are like, damn, that you're looking good. Other jacket, what is that? And they're like, it's a Justin. He's so
fly. I'm saying, though, that by wearing the wearing of this frock would, I know that I would have to believe it to pull it off.
Yes.
And that belief would represent such an incredible act of hubris on my part.
Oh, that's what they don't tell you about the Emperor's new clothes, is that there's a version of that where everybody's like, listen, I know he's not wearing any clothes, but that man's confident as hell. Look
so
at that.
So bold,
dude.
Hanging brain out in the public yard.
And we're supposed to mock him in that story, but here's a dude who looks at himself naked and says, I look so good.
Right.
That even though, listen, I'm in on it too. I know I'm naked, but damn, look at this.
There's an alternate ending of that story where that kingdom becomes a naked kingdom.
Yes.
Everyone's like, damn, he's so brave and bold. What are we doing with these things? Why are we ashamed of these forms that God gave us? Is a religious story in my version of it.
Go ahead.
And then everyone would be naked. Go ahead. I'm done.
Beautiful,
now.
Beautiful. Give me 30 seconds.
Oh.
Last chance to get your bets in. On whether you think I pull it off. I'll come back in.
Are you going
to
change? I
know exactly where it is.
The jacket?
30 seconds. Yeah. I'm going to put it on, and then we'll get an official vote.
Okay. All right. Griffin and I will talk about it.
Okay.
No matter what, we should give it a 10 out of 10.
Well, it's going to depend entirely on the length for me.
Oh, I really? Think if what it is, length works for you?
If it's a jacket with a cinch, there's interpretations of that I think work for Justin. Mm. If it is knee length, all of a sudden, I don't
think
it's
a mid thigh. I think I would enjoy it.
Mid thigh is approaching the danger zone for me, if I'm being honest.
Well, there's a shortness too that wouldn't work.
Well, yeah, man. Well, I don't know, because I kind of like a fucking like cyberpunk crop top jacket. I think Justin could pull one of those off really fucking
good. Well, but then why would it have a cinch? Why would it have a tie if it's
you don't
a
need
crop
a cinch
top?
For a crop top? Yeah, no, I mean, that
defeating
would
be like the purpose, one might argue.
Just go around your armpits. I don't know where the cinch would even go at that point.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right, let's see it. Maximize your window for the full effect.
Yeah. Good call. Oh, I like the color.
What material is this?
Huh.
What material is this that we're talking about?
I don't know. Let's see some of the details.
That's the washing instructions.
It's 100% technical polyester.
Oh, okay. Technical polyester. So you could do like work in it.
So I roll up to the function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bind this it? Cinch it?
This
is not what I was expecting. I was expecting more of a yukata. This is just like a...
I'm saying if you had a clean, crisp white shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe an
if
ascot.
I had, like me, Justin Tyler McElroy. Like, I'm the person who's doing this. Okay.
I tell you, man, I'll tell you what it's giving me. And you can take this how you want it. And sort of measure yourself against it, if that is how you choose. This is giving me Ethan Hunt on the lam in Jakarta or something, like fucking running along rooftops. Like, it's giving me kind of action jacket.
So if you're saying if I make a hole with a gun perpendicular to me, who I am on the planet, the absolute opposite, 100%
through the mantle.
I think it
through
the mantle
core of the Earth pops out the 100% opposite, furthest I could be from how I should be dressed. Like the biggest possible miss is what you're saying.
Here's what I'll say. The fit is great.
It fits
you great.
Right.
And I think if you rolled up to like a backyard barbecue.
The tummy bolo I could honestly do without.
Is it wrap?
But I'm saying the t-shirt like underneath makes it look like not right. But if you had.
The t-shirt underneath is because the Beetlejuice shirt would look absolutely
a white dress.
Wild.
Cool sunglasses. You were out at a summer barbecue.
What are those?
Or a patio party.
I was taking off my sunglasses.
Those are so small, man. Your fingers were so little. Why?
If you had some Morpheus, some cool Morpheus glasses.
Oh, yeah, dude, some Morpheus half moon glasses. This should be a new segment on the show, Fit Check. Some Morpheus half moon glasses, sunglasses with that untied, very, very short yukata, I think is a strong fucking look. Those are not going to be half moon.
Do you think these gunners with it? Is
no,
this
I don't
it?
Think it. The
no,
gamer
that
glasses
actually
fully
no, that actually
ruins
broke it.
Fully, okay. Fully ruins it, man.
All right. Well, thank you guys for indulging me.
Yeah, sure, of course.
That.
I think you could pull it off.
Well, we just demonstrated the opposite. So your hypothetical
is that what you took
audience.
Away from that?
The problem
I
is
think
the shorts.
You,
the problem is the shorts.
Shorts.
If I had
were,
elegant
yeah.
slacks with
if I
it,
saw the car, I saw the cargo pockets peeking up over those over that jacket.
That's the problem.
And it, yeah, spoiled.
I'm just saying, when you rolled up in that jacket, it was not a no for me. That there was potential there. I think you could do it. There will come a day. Don't get rid of it, is what I'm saying. There will come a day where you
get
wake
rid
up.
Of it. Yeah, it would get, what I do with my clothes is I donate them to Harmony House. And I feel like that jacket would land even worse there than it is in my home, honestly. If it's even less appropriate
there would
there,
be
I don't
some
know.
Confusion. Yeah.
There would be some mild. Yeah. There's a. Yeah. Here's our first question. I work at the zoo as a lion scientist. This
scientist.
Comes with unlimited.
Fucking
please.
Hell, man. Cool. You learn about so many cool fucking jobs through this show, don't you guys?
I'm glad that I... It does sound like a lion who's a scientist. That would be a scientist
it
lion,
does,
I guess.
It does sound like a lion who's a scientist, but I love that there's
you
enough...
You don't... Can I say, so far, you don't know if that's true, because if a lion was a scientist, they would be able to write an email to a podcast.
I guess that's true. I assume they would be doing lion-based science, which I think shows a lot of ignorance on my end.
Yeah, yeah, but they work at the zoo because it's a fucking lion, man. You yeah. can't be running around in public. Okay?
Oh, maybe they work at the zoo like a writer might write at a coffee shop, right? Where yeah, it's just like, I don't work at the coffee shop. I do my work at the coffee shop.
No. They're being polite. They live in a zoo. It's a lion. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, they're being tasteful about it.
Would a lion doing lion experiments have, like, hypotheses like, what happened, I eat
hypotheses.
Two...
Hypotheses?
Thank yeah. you. What happened, I eat two pig tummy hurt? Like...
Yeah.
I drink yucky water, tummy hurt. Like, a lot of just sort of, like, figuring out if tummy hurt when... Gazelle go after eat? My hypothesis, sharks.
What is red water in gazelle?
Why delicious?
The question I, the lion scientist, have to ask is, how come the circle of life features so much poop? Has so much defecate. Circle of life is more of a sine wave of life where it's like, oh, a thing is alive, and then something eats it and turns it into poop, and then that goes right back to grass. It just kind of grass, guy, you know?
Yeah.
And
I'm just saying that if I was a lioncist and I'm at the zoo, I would have so many chances to see people cooking and eating food that they would look at like the raw shit they're eating and go, huh.
A lot of cooking happening at the zoo that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, man. People gotta eat.
But from the lion exhibit...
That's the whole appeal of the aquarium.
Is you get to see people cooking?
No, it's just you go to the aquarium, you go, man, I want to eat some fish.
Hey, I would love to keep reading this
question.
Oh,
yeah, right. This one.
Oh, yeah, make it past the first sentence if you insist. This comes with unlimited free zoo access during opening hours. Additionally, my girlfriend and I love jogging together. The city I live in does not have many good parks for jogging, but the zoo has a lot of open green spaces and pedestrianized paths. You know I read these.
Yes.
When you write them, you know I read them out loud. Don't do things like that.
Drop a little Caltrips for you
pedestrianized,
along the way.
Yeah, thank
that,
you.
Hey, I'm just saying, question asker, that makes it sound like they didn't begin as paths for pedestrians, but pedestrians have taken them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have seen nobody jog at the zoo ever. But people do come in to walk with their dogs. How can I start jogging at the zoo without alerting the zoo security and losing my job? That's from Tinnitus the Deer Park in Berlin.
That must be a weird fucking experience for a dog. To go and walk around
the
zoo?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Where the dog's
absolutely.
I have a hard time with squirrels. What the fuck is that?
It would be like if you took me on a trip to monster jail, and it was like humans, sort of, but they were 12 feet tall with like claws and crazy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. They look alarmingly like me. Cool.
So you're saying stay small? Stay small, stay nice, I guess.
I feel like the zoo's one of those places you cannot run. like a poolside or a courthouse. Or there's not a lot of places, but I feel like zoo is one of those places. Because if I see someone running at the zoo, I'm also going to start running at the zoo.
Yes.
So, right.
Because the gorillas, the gorilla's gone out.
I 100% agree with you. I feel like running at the zoo is like yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
There is an assumption if you're running at the zoo. Now, I think I also have an assumption that even if you weren't being chased, by running at the zoo and running past the large animals there, I feel like you were running the risk of triggering some sort of biological.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, normally they wouldn't, but they're like, something in their brain's like, gotta kill it.
Yeah,
gotta
sure.
do it. Go.
I think that there is a level of animation one could achieve to like a high hyper jogging animation one might see in a cartoon where people will be like, that's jogging, right? Where there's no panic.
If you have a sweatband, okay, good point.
And you're like
sweatband,
fully
short shorts,
pumping.
Sweatband,
pumping,
short shorts.
Yeah, ankle weights, wrist weights.
That's why the mall, the Huntington Mall, printed out those t-shirts and said, like, I'm not insane. I paid to be a mall walker, which maybe that makes me insane. Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta pay?
Yeah, man. Because you get in early. You can go in before, like, that's how some people got, like, would get early in line for consoles. They would pay to be a mall walker, and they would go walk up to the Babbage's and stand outside of it and then go get a console.
That's a very generational indication that of an age where someone would be worried that the mall might be too crowded to walk around in business hours.
Fair point.
Yeah, or maybe they just don't want a bunch of fucking jabronis with Forever 21 bags slowing down their critical path, right? You can't draft behind somebody with a bunch of bags from Spencer Gifts. You know what I mean? They're going to blow your line.
Yeah, yeah.
No one has jogged at the zoo ever. People do come in with their dogs. Can you get a dog and jog with the dog?
Oh, a big Marmaduke type, and it looks like he's walking you. I can't help but jog. Funny.
You are living in a fool's paradise if you think that a dog is going to run past huge animals. No way. No way. He's going to stop and bark at them. He's going to at least smell them.
The takeaway I'm having from this question is it's people can bring dogs into zoos.
Yeah.
And I'm having a really hard time getting past that point.
Yeah, what if you lose it and the zookeeper's like, well,
ours now.
You're an animal. You know what I mean?
It's guess what? It's
with
zoo
the other
now.
Dogs. Yeah. You're part of the zoo.
I was wondering the other day if my dog would bark at a dinosaur or not.
Why were you wondering about that?
I think I was watching a trailer for Jurassic World and it got me thinking about in Jurassic World, the first one, Bryce Dallas Howard talks about no one comes to the zoo to the dinosaur zoo anymore because people are bored of seeing dinosaurs, so they're going to make bigger, scarier dinosaurs. And I said, no one wants bigger, scarier dinosaurs. They want littler dinosaurs that they can keep at home. And
I remember your thesis.
Yeah. And then I thought if I had like a 10-foot tall dinosaur in my backyard, would my dogs get along with it or lose their shit at it?
Your imagination is so fantastic.
Thank you.
And fantastical. And I find myself every day thinking how jealous I am to be able to think of things like, what if there was a 10-foot dinosaur in my backyard? I never think about
Not
like
what
that.
If there was a 10-foot dinosaur in my backyard. How would my dogs react to a 10-foot dinosaur in my backyard?
That's even a step beyond. Like, first of all, I would have to imagine that I had dogs, was the type of person who liked being around dogs for extended periods of time and wanted to own a dog, and then the dinosaur thing, and then what if they met? Like, that's five steps that I just couldn't.
Lily would get along great. Buttercup would not care for it.
Buttercup would fucking definitely not.
I think part of the issue is you don't see running at places. I think if you run at places where people are supposed to stop and look at stuff, I think it kind of screams privilege. You know, it kind of says it would be like if you're at the museum and you're running at the museum and you're like, there's a painting. There's another painting.
Yeah.
There's another painting. It's like, you're just blowing past them. You're not stopping to enjoy the paintings. If you run past a dolphin and the dolphin's like, look at me. I can think. And I have a hole that shoots air. And you're just like, don't care. The dolphin might be like, well, a lot of people, other people used to care. You know what I mean? When they made the flipper show and stuff. People used to love dolphins.
You're worried about hurting the animal's feelings.
Well, it's not just that. It's like if you stop to look at a dolphin, right? You're like, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
every time. Yeah.
This thing's cool. It's like zipping through the water. It feels so free.
Okay, but
and then some guy is like, on your left, on your left. And you're I guess I'm kind of an idiot for looking at these stupid dolphins so long. I guess they are kind of boring. That guy just didn't even look at them.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the idiot because that guy just ran past and didn't even look at them. I'm wasting my time. Maybe there's better animals that this guy knows about.
Yeah.
And I'm wasting my
jogging towards?
And those animals, they only let a few people see him every day. He's going right.
to. I don't want to miss my window.
They get all used up.
But here's the problem, Justin. As a man who does move quickly through museums and such.
Life.
I find myself when I stop to appreciate, say, a painting or an animal or whatever, the speed at which my brain goes, how long do I need to stand here and appreciate it before I can move on? You know, once you stop, now it's an indefinite amount of time where you're looking 15 at
seconds.
A thing.
15 seconds,
and you're like, I get zebras.
Every docent I've talked to said if they see someone looking at a painting for 15 seconds, they think, this guy gets it.
More than that, they're casing.
More than that, you're just not going to get it.
Oh. If you're an awkward person who's thinking too much about this at a museum, you got to practice my method. I know we've had a pretty visual episode so far, but
yeah.
The trick is to not let your body ever fully stop moving.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
cool.
You walk up and you see the art and then like your feet slow down, but now your head's moving like, huh, you're looking at it. But then when your head stops to look, oh, now the feet are moving. Oh, now we're crossing over here,
oh,
right?
That's
and then
cool.
we're kind of looking at, and then we're looking at it from this angle.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, I'm gone.
Justin's doing
I'm
a
gone.
Lot of
I already looked at the art.
Justin's doing a lot of bending at 45-degree angles side to side
interesting.
At the waist.
Then I'm turning to get a better look at it.
Yeah, you need to do that.
And then as I'm turning to get a better look at it, oh, what's that? I'm on to the next art.
It also helps I find myself in that scenario.
People looking at me, looking at the art, would think he looked at that. Fucking perfectly.
Good, yeah.
He looked at it the exact right amount. He looked at it from all the right angles. He said the right things. He nodded his head.
When you look at it from the last angle, if you announce, oh, okay, then okay. Yeah.
The fucking patented, like, if you get stuck and you're like, I feel like I've been looking at this too long. People are looking at me. If you need it out, I would highly recommend the quick swoop back to look at the plate.
Yeah,
that's a good reset.
Yeah. A little nod,
like,
acrylic.
Like,
that's what I
like,
thought. Yeah.
Scoot your face up like you forgot, like, wait, was it acrylic or what? And then you swoop back into the plate, watercolor. Okay, and then you're like,
then you're out of there. You've disengaged.
Completely.
And maybe remove your glasses and touch your eyeballs in a way it's not clear if you're just like, oh, rubbing his eyes. Or maybe there was a tear. We don't know.
The plate's good if you need a reset, too, because you could squint at that for a while like you're reading it, and no one's got the patience to watch you do that.
Yeah.
So
it's
a good reset.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Hypothetical?
Yeah.
Fun to think about? Fun to talk
Nothing
about?
Nothing that I've said has been hypothetical, by the way, or a bit. This is 100%
That's how you
practical
do it.
Information. How I navigate the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. If you guys got to go in a museum and it was just going to be you in there for, like, an afternoon, do you think you would have some sort of, like, powerful experience in there, just given the time and freedom? Do you think you would come out of there after your afternoon of solo art appreciation, some of the great masterworks? Do you think you're coming out of there like, fuck, like, I get it. I've changed
I really
now.
Get it now. If you've been creeped out by the Mona Lisa, that's different. You know what I mean? If you've been, like, if you've ever had the threat... if you've ever had the thought, I think the Mona Lisa is going to Five Nights at Freddy's me, then that's really, you've experienced it on a deep level, I think.
Five Nights at Luvies is something powerful, indeed.
All the great masterworks come to life.
I think you're talking about Night of the Museum, you guys.
Look at...
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Travis is right. It is. Yeah, it's basically Night of the Museum. And,
we're just backing it.
Yeah, you backed it via Five Nights at Freddy's.
Sorry.
You
sorry,
got
Travis.
To.
Five this is just a three-point turn. We were just backing in.
We had to stop. We had to stop and do a pit stop at Five Nights at Freddy's to get to
you
Night of the Museum.
You drove too far. You passed Night of the Museum. And you had to pull into Five Nights at Freddy's driveway.
Yes.
And they're were we having guests? Oh, they're going back to Night of the Museum.
I'm envisioning a half-corroded cowboy Owen Wilson, just like his metal jaw hanging open, like doing his bits, being all scary coming out of the events. What a time, man.
What a movie. I think we're ready for one more grown-up, gritty one before we call it
Nightmare
quits on
the Museum.
Nightmare at the Museum.
Could be something. Could be it.
Wow, we've been talking
no
so
kidding,
long,
dude.
Guys.
Yeah, dude.
You know what the problem is? I just love talking
to you. I love talking
to
you guys.
Yeah. I just love talking to you guys.
Well, but you know what I really love talking to you guys about most?
Products.
Making conversations that net us income.
Absolutely.
Not even close. Let's go.
All right, guys, I'm looking at the copy here for Squarespace. It says they want us to do like a teen-focused, kind of hipper version, something that's really going to appeal to the youth. So, Justin,
okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, Griffin, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, I can handle that for sure. That's easy. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. We should say that just to cover ourselves legally. Listen, if you own a business or are some sort of independent contractor, artist, creator of some sort, and you need an online platform where you can offer your services and get paid all in one place and get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices and online payment systems and streamline your workflow with built-in appointment scheduling and email marketing tools, if this is a thing that you need in your life because you're a creative with no idea how this side of the world works, Squarespace can help you out. And I'm going to get to the teen stuff here in just
okay,
a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt. Oh, I did want to interrupt. Yes. But no, I was sure. Noticing a lack of anything that would appeal to the youth demographic.
No, but they're patient. So teens, I promise I'm going to get you in the end. So Squarespace is amazing. We've all used it. I mean, I don't know if everyone listening has used it, but the three of us have used it a bunch of times. I've made a couple websites with it. Couldn't be easier. They look great. They have amazing templates, great support, everything that you need. And again, like a lot of great tools for helping you run a little business, if that's what your calling is. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Got a number one victory royale. Yeah, Fortnite. Number one on the board right now, just with the tomato town.
Okay, yeah, that worked. It was a lot of it condensed right there at the end. But Squarespace is loving it. Justin?
I punched my office chair like four times while flossing then, and it hurt. Yeah. It's really bad. I think I heard it.
You Justin, Stamps.com actually is looking for the same thing, but they specifically said they wanted you to do it because they think you're the most in touch with the youth demographic.
That's so fucking crazy.
You can't trick me. I'm your older brother. Nice fucking try.
No, it says right here.
Listen, last time I went to the post office, the post office gentleman looked at me and he said, and he gave me a crate of packages that he'd been saving from my post office box there at the
post office
because I don't go in frequently enough. And he said to me, I thought you were turning over a new leaf.
Wow.
Because I told him that I was going to turn over a new leaf and come in more frequently to collect the winnings from my post office that all you kind people send all your cereals and what have you to P.O. Box 54, Huntington, West Virginia, 25706. Don't send any more Kraft mac and cheese. We're good. Thank you. But I can't turn over a new leaf because I'm too busy at home printing off all my postage. Because I don't need to go to the post office as much anymore because Stamps.com makes it so easy to do at home.
Right,
I put the thing on the scale.
Nope.
They print the postage, and they do it for a lot cheaper than the guys at the place.
It's actually in the ad copy. They say, be proud of that fact. Like, say that, but you don't have to get this
Don't waste time worrying about... Teens love fiscal responsibility. It's kind of their main thing. So
Travis,
you're
stepping all over it. He's going to get to the teen stuff.
Oh, okay.
Don't waste time worrying about being a postage expert or standing in line to drop off letters and packages. Let Stamps.com do what they do best so you can do what you do better, vape. Go to Stamps.com and use code MYBROTHER.
He did it!
To sign up for a special offer, no contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com, code MYBROTHER. It will make things easier for
Stamps.
You.
Stamps.com does not endorse vaping of any kind.
It's not a vaping business. But
no,
it's not
but it is for real hustle. Vapers only.
Yes, but it's not. It's not.
It's not.
Wink.
I'm Emily Fleming.
I'm Jordan Morris.
And I'm Matt Lieb.
We are real comedy writers.
Real friends.
And real cheapskates.
On every episode of our podcast, Free With Ads, we ask, why pay for expensive streaming services when you can get free movies from apps with weird names?
Each week, we review the freest movies the internet has to offer. Classics like Pride and Prejudice.
Cult classics like Point Break.
And holy sh**. What Did I Just Watch? Classics like Teen Witch.
Tune in every week as we take a deep dive into the internet's bargain bin.
Every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org or your favorite pod place.
The Flophouse is a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then we talk about it.
Robert Shaw in Jaws, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of the ghoulies, and he scratches his nails and goes, I'll get you, ghoulie.
He's just standing above the toilet with a harpoon. No, I'm just looking forward to you going through the other ways in which Wild Wild West is historically inaccurate.
You know how much movies cost nowadays when you add in your popcorn and your bagel bites and your cheese fritters?
You can't go wrong with a Henry Cavill mustache. Here at Henry Cavill Mustaches, the only supplier.
The Flophouse. New episodes every Saturday. Find it at MaximumFun.org.
I want a munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
I love mixing in some new electronic instrumentation in there. It's very, very modern rock. Very
well. I have to change with the times, or else what am I doing over here, man? You want to talk about Sydney Sweeney? Do you want to talk about Sydney Sweeney?
Every time that she has, I feel like, come up in our sort of area, it has been for a product that is being sold that maybe features something she touched or looked at. Or
yes. I think it would be exciting, though, to be the first three straight white men with an opinion on Sydney Sweeney. That would be exciting. That would be very groundbreaking, I think.
No, this is not about Sydney Sweeney selling her bathwater, although, I mean, good on her if I could get away with it. 100%.
Sure.
No question.
No one wants my yucky stuff.
Not even.
Environmentally friendly, if you think about it. Reduce, sure. Reuse, recycle.
Cool. Yeah. So Sydney Sweeney didn't sell her bathwater. That's great. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, guys, because we're here to talk about, like, I don't know if Sydney Sweeney really loves taking baths or not. And I don't actually know if it makes her feel happy deep down in her heart to sell her bathwater to a bunch of people in soap. I don't know. But I do know that she loves Baskin-Robbins so fucking much she can't even handle it sometimes.
Yeah. Really?
How do I know? Because Baskin-Robbins is bringing serious star power to your ice cream outings this summer with the launch of the Sweet on Sydney menu, a limited-time offering co-created with longtime Baskin-Robbins fan and actress. She always demands those credits be listed in those
orders. In that exact order.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney.
I'm a double threat.
I think in IMDb, at the very top, it does say Baskin-Robbins, the crazy enthusiast.
Available starting July 1st, the Sweet on Sydney menu celebrates Sydney's signature sweet tooth and love of Baskin-Robbins with two colorful creations perfect for a refreshing summer snack. Now, okay. I do enjoy, I just want to show you guys, just to give you guys a little bit of.
I mean, Baskin-Robbins usually comes correct.
I've been chasing the high of the Baskin-Robbins little clown Sunday cup for kids where the cone is the hat and they put the frosting like on the
you
thing.
You can't go home again, man. No, it's not going to hit the same way.
They do those, they call them creature creations.
But it's not the same now because I'm a grown up and I think about everything and there's so much adult context to eating it now.
Yeah.
The joy of getting that when you're a child can't be replaced.
Can't be beaten. Are you trying to show us multimedia?
No, I'm trying to get you guys to shut up so I can tell you.
You have a look on your face sometimes, Juice, when it looks like you're trying to get something to load or screen share. And I thought I clocked that on your face. I apologize. I was mistaken.
No, that's okay. It's fine. No, I was going to show you this video, but it's like...
Right. And you made me feel bad about it anyway.
Okay, let's not do this. No one wants this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't need to do this.
I love talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's still fun. No,
said with such personal emphasis.
What I would say is, officially, for the record, I would do it if I didn't have to.
Yeah, that's a really good bottom line for us to take on.
Yeah, I would talk.
There's a lot of shit I do that I defo would not do if not, you know, fully obligated to do it.
I have these two different pictures. I'm trying to get the video to for you guys. I just feel like it's that there is an exact Sydney Sweeney selling stuff to you pose that Sydney Sweeney has nailed, and just comparing these images, there's an exact look on the face that says, "Hey, buy this from me, Sydney Sweeney.
I'm not looking at you. There's something up and to the right that is pretty
cool. Yeah, there's something up and to the right over here that's the taller you that you could be if you buy this thing
from me. I'm excited to see a picture of this person. I don't have any context for who they are. They're very low profile, but I hear their name whispered sometimes.
Yeah.
In kind of like quiet spaces.
They've got a menu that you're about to enjoy.
Cool.
Oh.
Is that Sydney Sweeney? Oh, yeah, it is. She really loves our rainbow sherbet. She comes here all the time.
Wait, seriously?
Is Sydney Sweeney posing outside
your scoop is ready.
Talking about how hungry she is for ice cream, and she's sneaking in at night and eating the ice cream when they ask her not to.
That's so cool. Yeah. It can be.
Summer's looking sweet at Baskin-Robbins. Try my new Sweet on Sydney menu, available at Baskin-Robbins nationwide for a limited time.
Okay.
So that's her favorite.
There is an underlying horror to that commercial.
The way I've ever seen
that the Baskin-Robbins employee says it can be, implies that there is a deep fear behind his eyes that he is afraid to voice. Yes, that when he opens the store in the middle of the night, Sydney Sweeney's there stealing ice cream,
waiting.
And she's like, what? And he's too afraid to say anything.
Hey, what? This is like, I don't know Sydney Sweeney personally. And I would never like impugn her character because I don't know her as a person.
No.
But I do think we need to allow for the possibility that if you are close to Sydney Sweeney, you suddenly gain access to an horrible truth about the universe and the nature of yourself or something truly terrifying that you can't communicate to anybody else.
That is what the commercial seems to suggest. I hope one day I am famous in a particular way where a brand will come to me and say, we got a whole campaign we want to do, and the whole thing with the campaign is that you're a fucking sicko freak for our shit.
Yeah.
And I want to partner up with Taco Bell and have there be a commercial where like I keep coming in to use the Taco Bell bathroom and eventually the guy at Taco Bell is like, sir, you can't keep coming in here just to use the bathroom. Is that Griffin McElroy? Yeah, he's a.
But I'm beloved actor, Griffin. Yeah,
and I'm kind of acting like a weird android who's horny for the Taco Bell bathroom.
Hollywood blockbuster star Griffin McElroy. He says he can only shit in our Taco Bell bathroom.
I want both of you guys. Okay, I want to give you the lead up paragraph, and then after that, I want both of you guys to give me the Sydney Sweeney pull quote about this partnership. I want you guys to give me what you think.
I imagine every pull quote is going to be like, give me that cold, creamy stuff.
Okay, so you can change the locks as much as you want. You're not fucking keeping me out.
The quote, I will tell you for consistency's sake, the quote is out of cafe.
I'm Sydney Sweeney Todd, bitch. I'll get in there and mess you up.
The quote is out of cafe. It is Sydney Sweeney, the entrepreneur, and not Sydney Sweeney, the freak for Baskin-Robbins, okay? At the heart of the new menu is Sydney's signature scoop, which features rainbow sherbet in a chocolate-dipped waffle cone with rainbow sprinkles and topped with gummy bear minis. I will just say this.
Oh, man.
Chocolate plus rainbow sherbet's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Sydney.
Also, as someone who did work at the country's best yogurt for a couple summers,
thank you.
Please listen to me and please know that I'm speaking the truth. You can't put gummy anythings on ice cream. It turns them into a truly unpleasant tooth texture experience.
Yes. Joining the scoop is a new refreshing beverage, Sydney's signature fizz, which blends rainbow sherbet with starry lemon lime soda and is topped with gummy bear minis.
No,
that's choking hazard.
Yeah, why would you put...
Thank you, Sydney. You choked me to death. I love euphoria. I'm also dead. This summery sip will be available to a lucky few in an exclusive limited time color changing.
Oh, I wanted it to be an exchange for something.
Exchange for this firstborn child. Okay.
I mean, we did do it at TCBY. I just want to get out there and say Sorbet Fizz while I was still working there as Sprite.
A Kevin Sorbet Fizz. But at the time, we didn't know that much about Kevin Sorbet.
He hadn't gone sour yet.
Okay.
So now he's Kevin Sauerbrot.
Quote? Give me my quote. Griffin first. What's the quote from Sydney Sweeney?
I can't start. My summer hasn't officially started until I've chomped down on.
Oh, now you know she didn't say chomp down. Send go, jokes
my summer can't start without okay. Baskin Robbins there, without the colt, without sherbet from Baskin Robbins and these gummy bears on them.
Okay,
I think something like, as a longtime Baskin Robbins fan, I'm so excited to be able to get to partner with them and bring this fantastical summer flavor to life.
Yeah. Definitely not going to go a single clause without establishing that she is a freak for this Baskin
Robbins. We have been doing this bit too long officially. Baskin Robbins has been part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Bazinga.
It's where a lot of great memories were made, and I still find myself going back pretty often, said Sweeney. Rainbow Sherbet has always been a favorite, so getting to see it featured like this really feels special.
Awesome.
Listen, I don't want to hate on Rainbow Sherbet, but it kind of feels like every other...
It's vulgar.
Every other flavor has already been paired with a celebrity, and they're like, we've got Rainbow Sherbet left, Sydney.
Who's going to do
it? If you mix
it
with gummy bears, maybe you can call it your thing. The only thing worse is Wild and Reckless. My kids love that one, and I think it's disgusting.
What is it?
We're always looking to give our Baskin Robbins guests their favorite flavors in new and exciting ways, says Nicole Boutwell, who works there. Sydney's love for Baskin Robbins runs deep. We're so excited to put her signature scoop on the menu alongside a new, refreshing way to enjoy it in a fizz. This bold and fun duo is sure to be a go-to order this summer.
It's just, there's lots of ways that companies work with celebrities in a fictional manner. Sometimes it's fun, like they're the new president of Flavor Blasting or something, and then they're at the Super Bowl like, what's up, it's me, Tom Baudet, I have a new job. Probably wouldn't be him. It'd be like a, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I'm in charge of Flavor Blasting. Now I'm the president. Some sort of fictional sort of role. But then sometimes they are just like, say, this person likes it. Doesn't that mean something to you?
Huh?
Come get it. They like it.
I would
Shouldn't
like
you?
To see one of these, be it a Tim Biebs or a Ryan Reynolds, whatever his thing was, or Sydney Sweeney's scoop. If they just came out and said, and Baskin Robbins said, I would get $1 for everyone sold. So please go buy them. I have expensive tastes, and I really
they
like...
They should have to... if we have to say in a YouTube video, we're playing, you know, we got these Ryan's World toys directly from Ryan's World. If we have to legally say that to remain FCC compliant, I do think it would be dope if Ryan Reynolds had to be like, and also, I get a dollar every time you guys do this.
Every time you sign up, I get a little bit.
Get a dollar. I like this. I like sherbet ice cream. The commercial ends with Sydney Sweeney barreling the camera. I like this ice cream.
I like this ice cream, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I think it is cool that more people are going to eat it. I'm doing this because they said they would give me $1 for every one of these cones they sell.
Before we go, I do just want to share this because I thought it was delightful. Unrelated, Christophe Poirier is the chief new concept officer for a restaurant spinoff.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to show you the restaurant spinoff yet. We'll show that at the end. And this is his quote about the new spinoff.
I didn't know you could spin off restaurants.
Sure
you did.
Okay.
I've told you. Told you lots of times.
I don't
like
listen.
McCosmic, the drinks. The drinks only McDonald's. Remember drinks only McDonald's?
That felt like a
remember the robot
funded.
Taco Bell that was only run by robots?
Okay. Yeah. I remember okay. that. Yeah.
A lot of customers right now are chasing culture. They're not necessarily focusing on, I want to have a boneless chicken product.
That's true.
Nobody wants that. They just want not even an experience, a vibe. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because a lot of brands are focusing on the experience. I think experience is a little bit basic.
Sure.
I have 5 Gen Zs at home. I'm the happy father of a blended family. None of my kids said, hey, Dad, today I'm really looking forward to a great experience.
Fuck what? Yeah, man. This is the best press release ever. Is this still a press release?
This is part of a story about this launch.
Okay, can I just say, if you say to one human being or a group of human beings, my children looked at me today and said, I'm not looking forward to a great experience.
The kids didn't say that. Okay, sorry. We do need to be clear here.
Yes.
This is not a situation where the kids told their dad, I'm not looking forward to a great experience. This is a situation where the kids did not say to their dad, that they want a great experience. Those are two completely different scenarios.
None of my kids, because this guy's the dad of a happy blended family of five Gen Zs. And none of my kids said, hey, Dad, today I'm really looking forward to the great experience. No, they're looking for the vibe.
Yes.
This is what they are expecting.
What does he think vibe means?
What they are looking forward to with brands. It's something that reflects their personalities and not just fits their appetite. They love individuality, strong flavors, and a shareable experience.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
No, Travis, he's got to take some baby steps back to boneless chicken wings.
And a shareable experience.
But not a great experience.
But I would say the success is all about the vibe and just the magnetic attraction of the brand.
Yes.
You know?
Finally, someone who gets me.
You get it. So here it is.
Oh!
Yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. This is Saucy by KFC. This is Saucy. Saucy by KFC.
The exclamation point at the end of Saucy is very distracting from some kind of accent placed between the U and the C that looks like a frowny face.
It's a diphthong. Okay, it's an umlaut.
I want to tell you guys, I'm just going to hit you guys with more Christophe Poirier info about Saucy, because it's in Orlando. It's pink instead of red. Our restaurant does not look like a shoebox. There's a lot of windows.
Yeah, okay? Dude. Fucking, this guy's really, really got my number.
It will allow us to unlock marketing synergies through geographic proximity.
Okay.
I'm imagining him hovering over like a shattered chunk of the earth that has raised out beneath him as he channels these powers through.
So a geyser of sauce raising up the chunk.
Yeah. I like disruption, Poirier says. And what is the meaning of disruption? You take conventions and you take... No, sorry, wait. This is Adam Driver from Megalopolis.
This is Sephiroth.
What is the meaning of disruption? You take conventions and you turn convention upside down.
Wow.
Right now in the world, many brands are focusing on chicken tenders. So the world does not need another one focusing on chicken tenders because you're in the crowd.
Yes.
I believe in disruption, which means what if the side is the core and the core is the side?
Wait.
When people are focusing on tenders, I truly believe the core is the sauce. And then tenders and fries are becoming the side, and then it opens up to a new blue ocean of opportunities. Gen Z, they love to explore. They love random things. Our 11 sauces, it's very often that I see customers taking fries and mixing in one sauce in another, making their own cocktails. It's really what people want. That is 100% uninterrupted. The quote from this person, that whoever he has spoken to in this has not even given the dignity of a Poirier explained excitedly.
Yeah.
His eyes wide and wild.
Like, guys,
this, they have let this man absolutely go off talking about Saucy by KFC.
No Poirier shrieked emphatically.
Waving his hands dramatically in a way that I felt I was about to be struck, not out of anger, but merely out of gesticulatory excitement.
As a beam of light pierced his chest through the ground into the heavens.
Right now, I got excited. Price points are everywhere. But the true definition of value is what you get for what you pay. And I truly believe that value should not be at the expense of the buyer. Poirier says, Chiquito is a nickname to say cute and little in Spanish.
Yes.
And when you move it to chick and saucy chick, we like to play on words. And we like to play on names. This is because saucy for me is really an attitude.
God
damn. So even the name, we could have called it a chicken taco or a chicken wrap. But the moment you call it a saucy Chiquito, there is a vibe.
Don't you see? Don't you see?
Don't you see it?
You're blind.
It's an omni-channel brand. The best way to attract bees and butterflies is not to try and catch them. Cultivate a beautiful garden with beautiful flowers, and bees and butterflies will come. We definitely want to double down or triple down on the success that we have in Orlando. If anyone ever says we want to double down on the success we've had in Orlando, send them to prison.
Yeah.
So we will definitely come up with new openings very soon. He added, as he cackled into the night,
flying off on his flying chicken wing.
Oh, Christophe Fourier, what a treat. Look for Saucy. We're going to be...
Dude, I'm kind of down. Some of those picks looked all right, and I do like Sauce quite a bit. I wish that it wasn't being... run by fucking Kefka. That would be ideal for
me. Well, you can't always get what you want.
True. I'm going to disrupt the chicken tenders game and turn it completely around with fish brittles.
Fish brittles?
Yeah. You've What's had that? Chicken tenders. These are fish brittles.
Okay. What form do those take?
They're just kind of thin, and when you try to bite into them, it just shatters.
Like, kind of like sticks?
More like thin sheets that can also be used to write on. Or panes of glass.
Like nori.
Yeah.
Like finally, seaweed gets real and it's made out of fish.
Imagine peanut brittle, but made out of fish and clear.
That sounds clear. Good, dude. How you make it clear?
Dude, well, I can't give it all away.
No one expected it to be clear.
It's clear.
No one wanted it to be clear, Travis. Your market research has misled you.
Yeah, it also blocks radiation.
Yeah. Teens love vibes and clear food you can see through.
Yeah.
They eat their glass burgers. They love this stuff.
Well, we started it as a way to replace plexiglass. Yes. And then somebody took a bite out of it. Jimmy was messing around, took a bite out of it and said, "This tastes like fish." And I said, "That's weird because no fish was used in the making of it. It was all chemicals." And he said, "I think we could sell it." And I said, "Okay." Yeah.
So this week we're going to be in Anaheim and Sacramento doing some live shows. We're going to be doing Dadlands, our Adventure Zone original IP, GM by Brennan Lee Mulligan, and Mabimbam in Anaheim, and then we're going to be doing Mabimbam in Sacramento. If you're coming to either of those Mabimbams and you have a question or a fear you want read aloud, go ahead and email that to Mabimbam. That's MBMBAM at MaximumFun.org and put your city in the subject line.
They're going to kick ass.
They're going to be kick-ass shows. But if you don't live in California, we got other shows that we're doing all over this country of ours. Atlanta, we're coming to Texas, we're coming to Salt Lake City, we're going all over.
And why is it okay if they don't come to the California ones to hang their heads and come to these other ones?
Yeah,
why
come to all okay? of them. Like you would I mean, follow the Grateful Dead,
you know
Dead,
what I mean?
Man.
Like, why are they picking and choosing? I am going to be at them all.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, fair point. So Dad's also going to be doing D&D in a Castle November 3rd to the 7th.
Why do we keep promoting that? That doesn't benefit me at all. Well, that doesn't help me whatsoever. Stop saying that.
It makes Dad happy.
You can find ticket links and everything.
So does Doc Savage books, and they cost $3 at the store. You know what I mean?
bit.ly/McRoyTours is where you can go to get all that information.
We also have a bunch of new merch, as it's a new month, so check out the Why Not a Wizard pin, the Fuck Off King, both designed by Evan Cruz, who is What's Their Face on Instagram. That's What's with a Z. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the Immigrant Defenders Law Center. So go check that out, macroymerch.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track. You know what else is a great track? All of the songs on Montaigne's newest album, It's Hard to Be a Fish, that just came out. If you're looking for some new music to listen to and you have not checked out this album, you should do it because it's so fun and good and cool and original. And I can't stop pumping it. Thank you, Montaigne.
Thank you, Montaigne.
May I share a fear with you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Then we'll get back to the podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
This year, I think we'll stop when we do this.
Oh, okay. Right. Sorry. Yeah, okay. It's part of the show. I got it.
This year, I will be faster than my fear that I'll spontaneously be asked to sing the Star-Spangled Banner for an audience and forget all of the lyrics.
It's relatable. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.